You better watch out.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do!
Trying to make me look like a jackass!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another powerbomb-filled, action-packed, million-dollar corporation edition of I Don't Know Shit, The Life and Times, which, like I said, I am your host, of course, Brent Piles. And with me, as always, is my partner from across the ocean and from the future. He's Armbar Abbott, a.k.a. Glenn Egg. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm very achy. I've walked miles today.
Glenn had walked 500 miles, and Glenn walked 500 more.
It definitely feels like it. The back of my calves really feel like I've walked 500.
And people don't know this, but you took a bump yesterday, right?
Yeah, little one. Wasn't so anything serious.
And you're another year older now, Glenn.
Oh God, yeah. That's definitely up the achy.
Of course.
Yeah, a day older and you get achier.
You usually get achier because it's another year that gravity has been pulling on you.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's that goddamn gravity, Glenn. And it's that gravity that always affects Psycho Sid when he drops people from high distances. Yes. You want to start this thing off with a weird promo?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, let's do it. I don't have any context for you, but let's get weird.
Congratulations, Diesel. Good victory, yeah. Good victory against the Hulk, man. But in your house, you have to meet the Master. Yeah, the Master. The ruler of the world is coming. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out.
I can see the context of that. He's done with having shitty bloody tag team partners. He's going back to being Violent Sid.
Well, that's too bad because he's still got a tag team
partner. Maybe not
what he wants, Glenn.
Yeah, well, that's always been VKM's view on him, hasn't it? Use him, abuse him, throw him out.
I mean, I guess so. It seems that way from what we've seen here. But yeah, I suppose that was a promo for Diesel, but just the whole breathing of it, I thought it was strange. It sounded more like he was pleasuring himself.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange stuff there from Sid. But now it's time to get into a tag team match, play-a-play. I tried to identify the bodies. Glenn witnessed me try to identify the bodies, but I couldn't.
You couldn't. So anybody that watches this on YouTube that knows who these mysterious victims are, can they let us know in the comments? Thank you.
Yeah, let us know in the comments if you know. If you happen to be one of these jobbers that actually got beat up, hit us up. We'll interview you. It'll be great.
Yeah,
but here we go. Let's check out. It's Tatanka and Sid versus two identified men, unidentified men. So here we go.
I'd love to know what goes through the head of a jobber that volunteers to get in the ring with Sid.
I imagine they think, ouch. That's what I imagine that they're thinking. So here we go. Tatanka's going to start off with the match. Now, I'm not 100% on this, but I think that I've seen the guy in the blue before. And I believe he's Gus Cantankerous. And the reason why I would remember that is because how the fuck would I forget a name like Gus Cantankerous?
Cantankerous, yeah. That's right.
Oh, God, what a hip block there by Cantankerous. Cantankerous sounds like a disease that you would get, doesn't it? I got that cantankerous. It's,
yeah, he does a bit.
Gross.
It means stubborn and mule-like.
A little bit. He thought it looked like Tatanka could have got the win there with the Samoan drop, but he pulled him up. He was not ready to win yet.
Yes. The other guy's got to get in there yet.
He looks like a shorter Barry Horowitz, this guy.
He does, doesn't he?
We'll go with Larry. Larry Horowitz here, Barry's brother, of course. Oh, my God, look at that. Look at Larry. Oh, never mind. He looks like Scott Steiner if he wasn't on steroids.
I think Jim Ross is insensitive that he called that the papoose drop, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, probably. That sounds about right. Oh, he whips them into the corner. The bad news for these guys, they've gotten their asses kicked and Sid ain't even gotten the ring yet, so it's about to get a lot worse.
He's about to enjoy himself now. Oh, look.
Oh, stiff kicks to the face. Close on Nicholas. For good measure, get him out of here. Oh, boy. Here we go. It's time for a little Papa Nope. Little Papa Dump to get his. Oh boy, Glenn, we're going to get the helicopter.
Woo! Boom.
We haven't seen the helicopter in quite some time. Let's watch it again. It's time.
Boom. He came down heavy as well. He didn't take that bump very well, did he?
No, he didn't. I love it. That's
we're checking he hasn't broken his spine.
Just pet him. He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great elevation.
Oh, let's put your back.
Yeah. First he threw it out of alignment. Now he's put it back into alignment.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He doesn't need any more, does he?
No, he doesn't. But he's going to get it anyway.
Boom. And Cantankerous is going to be smart enough to get back in the ring, right?
Yeah.
He's just toying with him now. He's not even pinning him.
I think Cantankerous thought that death switch was him trying to kick out.
Maybe he did. Oh, now Cantankerous is going to go for a ride, too.
Hey, look, he's still switching away there. Look, that's
it. You can't pin him, though. He's not the legal man. All right. You can't pin Cantankerous. He's not the legal man.
No.
Okay, now we got it.
No, that's one, it. Got the right
two,
one.
Two, three. Gus Cantankerous and Little Papa Dump are the next victims for the Million Dollar Corporation. The good news is when we got to see a fucking helicopter. We haven't seen one of those in a while.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's made it.
Whoa! Did you see that drawing?
No. What was that?
Chin that Sid has in this picture that the kid made. He looks like Sergeant Slot. Look at that chin.
Oh.
It looks like a giant penis, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Why does Sid have a giant leaky penis on his face? What's up with that? Oh my God, that is awful. What a disgusting drawing.
Don't hold it up too long, you'll see it.
Oh yeah, you don't want him coming out there. It's a bad day to be a Little Papa Dump. He got dropped on his head with a helicopter, then he got helicoptered.
And he didn't even take it very well. He didn't take it very flat, did he?
I was wondering if I thought he was going to beat Cantankerous up some more, but he didn't. That was nice of him.
Different guys.
There we go.
And Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Okay.
There you have it. Tatanka and Sid are victorious over a man who is Cantankerous and some other guy who will be named later.
I can't wait to see Sid spinning Bam Bam Bigelow or Scott Hall.
Well, it's Diesel, and we're actually going to get to see him watch. Hang on. We're actually going to watch him take on old Bam Bam Bigelow right here, right now, as soon as I bring the video up. That's the next match we're going to look at. It's Bam Bigelow.
So we're definitely not getting any spinning here, then.
No, I can't. No, he didn't. He definitely does not spin Bam Bam. That would be a hell of a sight, though, wouldn't it? If he'd spun Powerbomb Bam Bam Bigelow. That would definitely be something. All right, let me get to the right place that I need it to be at. Here we go. bring this screen back over yonder. All right, here we go. You ready? Bam Bam versus. All right, here we go. Shout out to the Immortal Classics on YouTube. That's where I found this this mad chat. So check them out on YouTube. It's the Immortal Classics. It says right there on the screen. I mean, if I'm using their shit, I want to give them credit for it.
That's right. Oh,
if you'll remember now, Bam Bam Bigelow was a member of the Million Dollar Corporation. He had that big match with Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania 11, and then they probably kicked him the fuck out of the Million Dollar Corporation because he lost to Bam. He lost to Lawrence Taylor. You familiar with Lawrence Taylor, Glenn?
I am, yes.
Have you listened to Lawrence Taylor's Crime and Sports episode yet?
No, I haven't.
Mm. It's fun because one of the hosts, James, is a massive New York Giants fan, and LT was his hero growing up. So listening to him have to listen to all of these heinous crimes that his hero committed, while he tries to defend him.
Yeah. It's got to be a bit awkward, that, and try and be funny as well doing it.
Yeah, it would be like if I had to do a podcast about fucking Michael Jordan, it would, and I had to talk about him being a bad person, it wouldn't go over well. There we go. He's got Bam Bam right where he wants him. Bam Bam Bigelow promises to set Sid on fire this evening. That is a direct quote that I'm not sure if he said or not, but I'm just going to guess that he did.
Talking about you with talking and doing podcasts about bad people, or I think it's now the time that we let the people know that we're going to be doing a Euros special, and we're going to be roasting the Euros. Well, Brent is anyway. We are picking pictures of footballers and letting him roast the hell out of them because he won't know who they are.
Most of them know I won't. Make sure you throw in some old soccer players too. I need to see some old guys.
Yeah, so Dan and I will set him up nicely to roast these guys, and then we'll tell him who he's roasting.
Oh boy, I can't wait for that. That's going to be fun. Bam Bam Bigelow headed to the top rope, but Ted DiBiase, being good manager that he is, he's distracted him, and now he stopped him from heading to the top rope. Great managerial skills from Ted here. Uh-oh. What's he going to do now? Is he going to give him the big running boot? He's going to kick the shit out of him. Glenn. Oh, God, right in the kidney.
I'm a little bit behind you. There it goes.
That was a heck of a run up, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, lifted him off the ground there.
Yeah, he kicked the fuck out of him. It's been rough for Bam Bam Bigelow thus far in this matchup. I don't think Bam Bam Bigelow is long for the WWF world either. I think he leaves after Survivor Series 95, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think his last match, he loses the match to Goldust, if I remember correctly. It looks like this Raw is taking place from a high school gymnasium.
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah, this would be that era. Mm-hmm. Sid just laying the kicks into old Bam Bam here. He's Bam Bamming these kicks right in his fucking face is what he's doing.
So if this is Rory's War, what year would this be then?
This is 95.
All right.
So it wasn't quite Raw's War yet.
It's not Raw's War. It's just Monday Night Raw. I didn't read the sign properly.
It's okay, Glenn. In your old age, it is hard to see. Sorry. Oh, he's working. The old camel clutch here.
I've got a very good optometrist. I'll have you know.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I was pretty sure you could see well. I mean, you do wear glasses. Never mind. Sometimes. Oh, he dropped him really low on that one. When you get
right on the coccyx.
Right on the coccyx. Yeah, he definitely cracked his coccyx on that one, didn't he?
Yeah, that was out my hole.
Oh, like Nia Jax? Oh my god, I forgot about that. Till now. There, of course, Monday Night Raw. Emulating from Meadow Lane Elementary School, the Fighting Ravens.
Yeah.
14 to 15 rabid wrestling fans. Afterwards, make sure you stop by the Knights of Columbus bake sale. It'll be taking place next door.
Yeah.
There ain't no way Sid. I must say, there ain't no way Sid's gonna hit a power bomb on him. Come on, Sid.
Ooh, headbutt.
Nice headbutt by Bam Bam. Here we go. Headed up to the top rope. Bam Bam Bigelow. Probably one
I say this for Bam Bam. His headbutts always look safe for himself and the person taking them.
Oh, here comes Henry Godwin. He just pushed Bam Bam off the top rope. 1, 2, 3.
I was about to say, apart from that one where he landed on the top of his head because Henry Godwin pushed him.
apparently, Henry Godwin is a member of the Million Dollar Corporation, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, it's not really.
What would a Million Dollar Man want with a dirty, filthy, disgusting hog farmer? What would he want that for?
And if he is going to sign him up, at least get him a suit and out of those overalls. Yeah.
Make him Southern Justice. His overballs, exactly. Oh, he did hit a powerbomb on him. Wow, power by Sid. Holy cow. This is actually ironic because on the next episode, Sid's going to be in a feud. He's going to be starting a feud with Henry Godwin. So this is weird Henry helped him win this match. So Henry must get ejected from the Million Dollar Corporation.
It is weird. It's weird to have him in there anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes even less sense than Tatanka, and I've already aired my views on that on a previous episode.
Yeah, we've already talked about that one. I wonder how much money. Okay, that's the end of this one. Sid wins with the help of the hog farmer, and that is going to be at the end of the 32nd episode of I Don't Know Shit, The Life and Times of Psycho Sid. As you know, we don't do any plugs on this show. Glenn, you got anything else you want to say before we wrap this one up?
I just want to give a shout out to a young lady that watches our every episode of I Don't Know Shit. The love of my life, Mia. Thank you for watching. That's all I can say. And enjoying it, apparently.
Well, if you're watching it, you should be enjoying it. I'm just kidding. But yes, we absolutely appreciate everyone that watches it. We definitely appreciate that person as well. Also, I want to, since I plugged this on the AW iPod Worldwide show, but then it occurred to me that was going to come out after this even happened. So I want to plug this again. Check out SJP World Media on YouTube. If you're into the Premier League soccer like me and Glenn are, Glenn's actually going to be appearing on the volley with our good friend Dan Reed and a couple of his friends. I think it's Connor Loves Footy is one of the guys, and I can't remember. Maybe Matt Lewis is the other guy.
That's him. Yeah.
Look at me remembering shit. Check them out on YouTube. They're going to be doing like everybody's going to be watching a different game, and they're all kind of going to give their views as they talk about the very last day in the Premier League, as like every game is on at the same time and everything's going at the same time. And it's going to be a big day. Check it out. It's SJP World Media on YouTube. Give it a watch if you're into Premier League soccer.
If you want to watch me on YouTube, get excited and let down all in one 90-minute period, just give it a look.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be something, Glenn, that's for sure. But yeah, check that out. If you don't know about that already, I may want to make sure I get that plug in. So have a look at that and enjoy it. But for now, we're just going to have Glenn say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, all the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
You tried to make me look like a jackass.